Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I really enjoyed Ben Williamson, the former deputy assistant to former President Trump. He is really, really articulate, knows the issues. And we didn't even get to like our southern border or infrastructure packages and things like that, the Green New Deal. We scratched the surface. But we'll have him back on because he was really, really good. Karl Rove is another one that's really, really good. He has been looking at poll numbers for the president and says they have... Let's go to cut three, in fact. We'll see if we can squeeze this in. Karl Rove saying that those Biden poll numbers have just cratered over the course of the last 7 months. Listen to this.
Well, the polls overall have shown since the beginning of August that the president has, in the Real Clear Politics average, dropped about 7 points, and in the 535 rolling average, about 6 points. And in close to seven, and in both of them is either dead even or upside down. And it may be other things that are contributing to it, but clearly driving it is Afghanistan. And there's a reason why. American people do not like what they're seeing played out in front of them. And Mr. Sullivan going on television and basically blaming the military for the president's decision. And this is the president's decision that brought us to this point. The president limited the number of troops that the military had available, said this is what you can use. It's enough to either do Bagram or Kabul, but not enough, not both. You decide. He's ultimately responsible for the decision to give up Bagram by doing so, and our inability to say yes to the Taliban and take control of Kabul. I mean, it's amazing. Think about that. The Taliban says you can hold on to Kabul and evacuate, or we'll have to take an established order in the town. Which is it going to be? And because the president, has limited the number of American troops on the ground and refused to give them more, we end up where we are.
Coming up, it is very difficult to watch. It's even more difficult to listen to. A pair of newly minted Gold Star dads. Two of their kids were among the 13 that died in Kabul. And they were not very complimentary of President Biden. I'm going to let you hear a lengthy clip of this because I want it to sink in what happened and the mistakes that were made. And yet the president, nowhere today did you see the apologies. He honored the 13 fallen members of the military, but I didn't hear an apology. And some of these Gold Star dads it's just incredible. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, coming up on 3:32 on a Labor Day. Hope you're having a good day. And got some good news here. Traffic appears to be light in many areas. No restrictions on Interstate 15 both directions. You're maintaining freeway speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor between Sunset and Owens. However, the bad news is it's still kind of stacked up a little bit through the Spaghetti Bowl. You try to work through only two lanes through there. Those lane restrictions are causing delays, not only at 515 East at the 15 interchange and 515 westbound at Eastern, but it's causing delays on that transition ramp, too. Those leaving Interstate 15 northbound, merging to 515 East.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Week one of the college football season in the books. Sunday night, number 9, Notre Dame holding off Florida State 41-38 in overtime. Have one game coming up this evening. Louisville and Ole Miss are going to match up against each other in Atlanta. Some of the notable games from the weekend. On Friday, number 10, North Carolina getting upset by Virginia Tech 17-10. And on Saturday, number 1, Alabama knocks off number 14, Miami 44-13. Number 2, Oklahoma able to hold off Tulane 40-35. The game of the weekend, number 5, Georgia defeating number 3, Clemson 10-3. One of the big upsets this weekend had unranked UCLA knocking off number 16, LSU 38-27. This sports splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
The Labor Day events here at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop 40 to 70% off almost everything. Plus tanks from $5, shorts from $10, and jeans from $20 through September 7th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We normally don't bring you long-form programming, but this was so compelling, I just didn't know where to cut it up. And so I just left it. I left it nearly whole. This is Sean Hannity from last night's show, with two newly minted Gold Star dads trashing the president and commander in chief. This is cut number 4. It is powerful, powerful stuff. Listen to these two grieving dads.
Joining me now, they're two Gold Star fathers. They lost their sons in last week's attack. Mark Schmitz. He is the father of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, and Darren Hoover, the father of Staff Sergeant Darren Hoover Jr., who went by the name of Taylor. Let me start with you, Mark, if I may. First, I want to say to both of you, if I may, as a parent, you know, nobody can understand the loss that both of you have gone through. I can't imagine the pain that both of you are living through. And I'm very sorry about that. Mark, you met with Biden over the weekend. How did that go?
Well, initially I wasn't going to meet with him, but then I felt I owed it to my son to at least have some words with him about how I felt. And it didn't go well. He talked a bit more about his own son than he did my son, and that didn't sit well with me.
Your son was a hero. I can't imagine the pain. I really can't. Darren, you said about your son, he had the biggest heart in the world, and no parent, and I, as a parent, I think every parent watching right now understands this, no parent should have to bury their sons or daughter. It's not supposed to work that way. He was scheduled to return home on September the 15th and retire and marry his fiance, Nicole. I can't imagine how you're feeling today.
You know, it's the absolute worst feeling in the world. Having them be away for so long and doing the job that they all love, there's no doubt about it. Being a Marine, it, to these guys, is everything. And having this happen, to these heroes, every one of them's a hero. There's no doubt. Every last one of them. They died with their brothers and their sisters right next to them, doing exactly what they all wanted to do, and that is defending this country.
America's national treasure. That's how I refer to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You chose not to meet with President Biden. I don't know if you want to comment on that. And I'd like to know, when I saw Biden look at his watch, I was literally like, you got to be kidding me. Because all of this to me was preventable. Because we saw them on the march. You know, we had April, May, June, July to extradite everybody and our equipment. We didn't do it. There's no excuse to me for this. Why did you choose not to meet with the president, Darren?
For exactly the reasons you just gave. We said absolutely not. We didn't want to deal with him. We didn't want him anywhere near us. We as a family decided that was the way it was going to be. In reference to the checking of his watch, that didn't happen just once. That happened on every single one that came out of that airplane. It happened on every single one of them. They would release the salute, and he looked down at his watch on every last one, all 13. He looked down at his watch. And as a father, you know, seeing that and the disrespect and hearing from his former leaders, one of his master sergeants said exactly what you just said, that this was avoidable, that they left them over there. They had them over there and let them down. And that we can't have that. It can't happen ever again.
As I say, that's powerful, powerful stuff. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
If anybody needs a superhero on their side, it's children with cancer. Join us for the Candlelighters Childhood Cancer Foundation of Nevada's Superhero 5K on Saturday, September 18th. Sign up to be part of a powerful 5K fundraising force supporting children and families in Southern Nevada who are battling cancer. The Candlelighters Superhero 5K is in person on September 18th at Mountain's Edge Exploration Peak Park with a virtual race option starting September 13th. Register today at candlelightersnv.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on Live and Local on the day after the end of America's longest war. Let's go to Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, hope you're doing well. I might be slightly off subject, but I hate to see people hurting themselves, and I try to help people if I can. I've heard a lot of people on these radio talk shows, some of the ultra-right ones, pushing these specific medicines to take before the vaccination. One of them's ivermectin. I think you've heard of it.
Yep.
They've been pushing that all over the place. Well, you know what that is chemically, what it is?
What is it?
It's an animal dewormer. An animal dewormer. It's sold by feed places and so forth to deworm cows and horses of worms. People have been taking, some people have actually taken the ingredients that are in it, and a few have died from it. It can kill. It's the most ridiculous thing. I've heard people on radio and TV saying, oh, you take this one, you take chloro whatever, you take ivermectin, very good for you. It's a, you look it up, Google it, whatever. It's an animal dewormer to deworm large animals like cows and horses. And I don't want to see people taking all this junk they hear on TV and then talk shows. And,
is this in lieu of the vaccine or with the vaccine?
No, in lieu of the vaccine.
Yeah.
I heard so many callers and all and talk show hosts. Oh, you got to take this one and ivermectin. You got to take that one. You don't need the vaccine. Well, they don't know what it is. Ivermectin, as I said, is an animal dewormer. It worms large animals. Dewormers large animals. I mean, what, you know, I'm sick of hearing these things. And people listen to all this and take all these things and ask. Don't even ask doctors.
But can I tell you, hey, Carl, that is the height of stupidity. You go from yep. something like a vaccine that has a control group of 30-some-odd thousand, that these things have been tested, and, yeah. you know, hardly anybody dies and hardly anybody gets sick. I would take that over somebody on a radio talk show trying to tell me to take this or to take that.
How many thousands take them to listen to these people?
Yeah.
They actually listen to these people. It's horrible. It's sick.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for these people who do it and kill themselves. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, you just got to be use your mind. It's terrible.
Good point,
man.
Be
vaccinated. It's horrible.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's Clinical Carl joining us. And by the way, I'm not sure if you saw this. This was Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State. And in fact, let's go to Cut 6 real quick. Because this is, to me, what the important thing is. Looking back, there'll be plenty of time for postmortems. But what we need to be doing now is to be looking ahead. And that's what the Secretary of State does, outlining the road ahead in Afghanistan. Here it is.
Here's our plan for the days and weeks ahead. First, we built a new team to help lead this new mission. As of today, we've suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar, which will soon be formally notified to Congress. Given the uncertain security environment and political situation in Afghanistan, it was the prudent step to take. And let me take this opportunity to thank our outstanding chargé d'affaires in Kabul, Ambassador Ross Wilson, who came out of retirement in January 2020 to lead our embassy in Afghanistan and has done exceptional, courageous work during a highly challenging time. For the time being, we will use this post in Doha to manage our diplomacy with Afghanistan, including consular affairs, administering humanitarian assistance, and working with allies, partners, and regional and international stakeholders to coordinate our engagement and messaging to the Taliban. Our team there will be led by Ian McCarty, who served as our Deputy Chief of Mission in Afghanistan for this past year. No one's better prepared to do the job. Second, we will continue our relentless efforts to help Americans, foreign nationals, and Afghans leave Afghanistan if they choose. Let me talk briefly about the Americans who remain in Afghanistan. We made extraordinary efforts to give Americans every opportunity to depart the country, in many cases talking and sometimes walking them into the airport. Of those who self-identified as Americans in Afghanistan who are considering leaving the country, we've thus far received confirmation that about 6,000 have been evacuated or otherwise departed. This number will likely continue to grow as our outreach and arrivals continue. We believe there are still a small number of Americans, under 200 and likely closer to 100, who remain in Afghanistan and want to leave. We're trying to determine exactly how many. We're going through manifests and calling and texting through our lists, and we'll have more details to share as soon as possible. Part of the challenge with fixing a precise number is that there are long-time residents of Afghanistan who have American passports and who are trying to determine whether or not they wanted to leave. Many are dual citizen Americans with deep roots and extended families in Afghanistan who have resided there for many years. For many, it's a painful choice. Our commitment to them and to all Americans in Afghanistan and everywhere in the world continues.
Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, outlining the road ahead for Afghanistan. And in the days and weeks to come, I think it'll become much more clear what road. In fact, we're supposed to hear, I think, as early as, later this week, who's going to actually run the Afghanistan country, the government. I mean, is that going to be the Taliban? Is it going to be the Taliban and ISIS-K? They hate each other. They hate each other. Anyway, we'll talk more about this. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. I always love having him on. He has a unique perspective. Now he has a daughter in public high school. And apparently it's not going well. We'll tell you why in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't know if you caught it or not, but this morning, Captain Sam Brown called on President Biden to use his address this afternoon to resign the presidency. He said, quote, President Biden ought to take this opportunity to do the one thing that I think would begin to heal this situation, and that is to recount the mistakes that he made. He didn't do that. The lack in judgment. He thinks he did a good thing. The dismissal of proper and good analysis. He should take ownership of that and let the American people know that the job of being President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief of our military sources, is beyond his ability to do competently. He ought to resign today. That's Sam Brown, Purple Heart veteran, Nevada U.S. Senate candidate, and calling for Biden to resign.